Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the privilege to study the Word of God together, to feed upon the holy written Word of God. I pray, just talk to God this morning. Say, God, speak to me personally this morning. Let me hear your word. Let me have an encounter with your word. Open my eyes to see wondrous things in your word. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Your word. You sent your word and healed them of all their distractions. Send us your word this morning. I yield myself to you, O God. I pray for utterance in the Spirit to speak boldly even as I ought to speak. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you so much. You love us first. And thank you for your many blessings. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited, excited, excited.
But let's look at wisdom. Wisdom, because to enjoy what God has provided for us, we need to have wisdom and walk in wisdom. So let's send our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Proverbs 4. Thank you, Lord. It says, "Hear, O sons, a father's instructions. Instruction and be attentive that you may gain insight. For I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teachings. When I was a son with my father, tender, the only one in the sight of my mother, he taught me and said to me, 'Let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments, and live.' Get wisdom, get insight, do not forget. And do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will keep you. Love her, and she will guide you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom, and whatever you get, get insight." The old translation of the King James, or the New King James, put it this way. Wisdom is the principal thing, and with all you're getting, get wisdom. Hallelujah. Wisdom is the principal thing. When we talk about the principal, like we have the principal of a school, that is the head of a school. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is a very important thing. We talk about, for me, I have an engineering background. If you have a degree or you go to school, you study principal courses. You are not getting out of that college in any way, shape, or form till you pass those principal courses. All the other, they usually add some other stuff to it, like if you're doing engineer, do add management, do add project management, some of those things. But if you don't pass your principal course, you are not getting out. So important. So he says here, wisdom is the principal thing. Then he goes on to say, get wisdom. So if you say get wisdom, then it means there is more for us to get. Let's say we say we are going to get milk. That implies that there is milk available and we need more milk. Or we need more supply, or whatever the case might be. So when he says get wisdom, he's saying to us that there is wisdom available. There's wisdom available. We can always get more and more and more wisdom. God is always ahead. God always thinks ahead. God is always ahead of us. And we also have to stay in his word and stay with him and stay in step with him. You see, this is the season of the Olympics. These Olympic athletes train for hours and hours and hours and hours to get prepared for what they are about to do. So let's say if you look at sometimes other sport, boxing or any other sport, let's say a champion wins something, does something great, and then they let down on their exercises. They just sit on the couch, no exercises, and they just keep packing in junk food. And probably while the whole time that they are packing in the food, they are thinking, maybe I should be exercising, you know? I should be getting ready for the next fight or for the next event or whatever. But they keep packing down, they keep not getting ready and not getting themselves in shape. Then all of a sudden, one day they get a wake-up call. They get into that competition, and they may lose. Or for some of us, if you haven't exercised your body a lot, just when you start to exercise, you get a revelation in your body real quickly that you've been out of shape. So we need to get ready. Sometimes, so many times, like even in reaching out to people, we run into so many people not faithful in their church attendance, not be faithful in the word of God, not be faithful in prayer. And then all of a sudden, things come up. And sometimes God will help us when those things come up. He will do our utmost best. But sometimes you realize that people, they just scrape through that experience. Or sometimes people might just say, oh, God, why did you bring this on me? No, settle this once and for all. God is for you. God is not against you. God is not against you. Settle it. God is for you. So when he says get wisdom, he implies for us to get it. Just get, fill up yourself on God's wisdom as much as you can for things that are coming up. Even if you are not going through anything, just be ready. Have your wisdom available and ready to go at any time. Now, there are so many kinds of wisdom in the world, but Jesus, the wisdom that we want to look at is Jesus is the wisdom of God. Jesus said, he that comes from above is above all. The wisdom that comes from above is above all. John 3:31, Jesus speaking about himself. I am from above and I am above all. Let's look at that. John 3:31. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John 3:31. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks in an earthly way. He who comes from heaven is above all. You should say that to yourself every day. Jesus is above all. And the wisdom of the Jesus has been made unto us wisdom, and his wisdom is above all. So let's look at the four kinds of wisdom that James talks about in James chapter 3, verse 13. James 3. He that is above is above all. James 3:13. Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not the wisdom that comes from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. So then he talks about, for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. So verse 15 gives us the four categories of wisdom. One, number one is the wisdom that is from above. That is God's wisdom. Then there is the earthly wisdom. That is what we call common sense. That is what every one of us has. Like a baby, when they are born, they don't start by walking backwards. Every baby comes and they will take step forward. They don't start walking by hopping. They will take steps forward. When they need food, they will cry. They won't smile. They will cry. They will let you know that they are hungry. That is earthly wisdom. Even babies start with that. All of us, we have that. Then he talks about unspiritual wisdom, or that's the other version, sensual wisdom or intellectual wisdom. And we get that through books and other, in college or school or those other types. That is unspiritual. And then there's demonic wisdom. Wisdom that doesn't come from God, or it's not in any of these categories. It comes from demons. It comes from the devil himself. And like I said, we meet so many people, and you can the idea that people have about God. Some people say God is some mystic power somewhere. Some people say there is no God. We met this person I was talking about. This lady that we met, she's a pagan. She says she believes that God is the moon, the stars, and all sorts of things. And we're trying to plead with these people. There is danger ahead. There's fire in your future. Please, please come back. That is demonic wisdom. You find that in all the cults and all the different things. That is demonic wisdom. But the wisdom that we are talking about here is wisdom that is from above. We need wisdom in different areas of our lives. So we are talking about heavenly wisdom. Wisdom that is not just common sense, that is not just intellectual, that is not, it is wisdom that is from above. And this wisdom makes us stand out in the world. This wisdom makes us stand out in the world. And we see that in the life of Joseph. Joseph, all in a very short span of time, went from prison to managing a whole nation. The king had a dream and couldn't interpret it. And Joseph not only knew the problem, but he knew the solution. And when the solution came, the king made this observation in Genesis chapter 41, verse 39. See what the king said when the interpretation of that dream came. Genesis 41 and verse 39. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has shown you all this, there is none so discerning and wise as you are." The wisdom of God promoted Joseph from the prison. Joseph had been faithfully serving God, obeying God as best as he knew how. When the wisdom of God came on the scene, he not only knew the problem, but he had the solution. And next thing you know, the king said, "Well, if you know the problem and if you know the solution, then you are the best man to deal with the crisis of the moment." Hallelujah. This wisdom that is from above sets us above our peers. Above, it sets us in a place in life where we can walk and fulfill what God has called us to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The wisdom that is from above. He said, "There is no one as wise as you." Hallelujah. And then we see that wisdom as well in the life of Daniel. When God's wisdom showed up in Joseph's life, it humbled the Egyptians. And then when he showed up as well in the life of Daniel and his friends, look at what the king said in Daniel chapter 5, verse 11. Daniel chapter 5, verse 11. It sets them above their peers. Daniel chapter 5, verse 11. Oh, glory to God. Daniel 5 and 11. Thank you, Lord. Again, it had to do. It says, "There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. In the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom like the wisdom of the gods were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, made him chief of the magicians, enchanters, Chaldeans, and astrologers." That they didn't know what to call it, so they called it the wisdom of the God. But that was really the wisdom of God at work in the life of Daniel, putting him in charge again of a whole nation, of setting him above his peers. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 17, he talks about the fact that Daniel and his peers and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were 10 times better than all the other people that they were with at the time. The wisdom of God is above the wisdom of this world. And when it begins to function in our life, it places us in a place where people will ask us, where are you getting this wisdom from? Then we will tell them that this wisdom is above, and it's above all the other wisdom that you can compare with. Hallelujah. The wisdom is above all, and it is paramount. We need that so much in our Christian walk, in every area of our lives. Solomon was so hungry and thirsty for the wisdom of God that when God came to him and said, Solomon, look, I'm giving you a blank check. What do you want me to do for you? Solomon said, God, these people that you have given me are a great multitude. These people that you have given me, there is no way I can deal with them on my own. Give me a wise and understanding heart. Give me a wise and understanding heart. And we read in the life of Solomon that people came from all over the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 4, 29 to 34. Wisdom that will set you above in these days and in these times. 1 Kings 29 to 34. The wisdom of God at work in the life, 1 Kings 4. Let me get that right. 1 Kings 4, 29 to 34. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding beyond measure, and breadth of mind like the sand on the seashore, so that Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the people of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, wiser than Ethan the Israelite, and Heman, and Calcol, and Dada, the son of Mahol, and his fame was in all the surrounding nations. He also spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. He spoke of trees from the cedar that is in Lebanon to the hyssop that grows out of the wall. He spoke also of beasts and of birds and of reptiles and of fish, and people of all nations came to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom. Glory to God. That's why he was saying that wisdom is the principal thing. He probably knew that when God came to him. He said, you forget everything else. When I get the wisdom, everything else will follow. When I have God's wisdom operating in my life, I know that I can rule your people wisely. I can be of influence. I can do the work that you have given me to do. Now, I mean, he so craved it. He so desired it. And God gave him wisdom that was above anything that was seen in his day. And people came from all the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Today, I pray that the wisdom of God will begin to operate in your life. You begin to walk in wisdom in every area of your life in Jesus' mighty name. Wisdom is the foundation, is the root of everything that we see. Psalm 104, verse 24. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 104, verse 24, please. Oh, Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. How manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. And so put that together with Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Proverbs 3:19, he says, the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. That is how this earth was founded. That is the foundation of this earth. And so when we walk in God's wisdom, the wisdom that is above all, we are walking on the very foundation on which the earth was founded. Think about it. Hallelujah. We are walking on the very foundation of the earth. That is how everything was created. The wisdom of God created. And that is how by nature we are even creative. That creative nature is in all of us. That is how we create. That is the very wisdom of God. And so when we walk in the wisdom of God, we are walking on the very foundation of this earth. And think about it. His creation has never needed any improvement. His creation has never needed, I mean, so many inventors, like even cars, newer ones keep coming out, or different inventions, other ones keep coming out. But he has never needed to make an adjustment to his creation. Your ear will stay at the same place. It won't move from here to another point if it's a normal human being. No adjustment is needed to God's creation. What an author. No adjustment. Your eyes will stay in the same place. Your nose, everything, it will stay intact. No adjustment. No adjustment is needed. Perfectly done. By wisdom, he created it. By wisdom, he founded the earth. And so when we receive his wisdom concerning any issue, any situation in our lives, we are walking by the very foundation of the earth. Now, where do we get this wisdom from? Where do we get this wisdom that we are talking about from? Job tried to answer that question in a way, in Job chapter 28. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Job 28. Verse 7. It says, no bird of prey knows, and the falcon's eye has not seen. The proud beast have not trodden it. The lion has not passed over it. Man puts his hand to the flinty rock and overturns mountains by the root. He cuts out channels in the rocks, and his eye sees every precious thing. He dams up the streams so that they do not trickle, and the thing that is hidden he brings out to light. Then he asks the question, but where shall wisdom be found? Where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its worth, but it is not found in the land of the living. The deep, or the intellectuals, who said, it is not in me. The sea says, it is not in me either. The Bible says the abundance of the sea will be converted to us. The sea says it's not there. It cannot be bought for gold, and silver cannot be weighed as its price. It cannot be valued in the gold of Ophir, in precious coins or sapphire. Gold and glass cannot equal it, nor can it be exchanged for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of crystal. The price of wisdom is above pearl. So now he knows the value. The topaz of Ethiopia cannot equal it, nor can it be valued in pure gold. Again, he asks the question, from where then does wisdom come? And where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of all living and concealed from the beds of the air. Abaddon and Dead Sea, we have heard a rumor of it with our ears. God understands the way to it, and he knows its place, and he looks to the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he gave to the wind its weight and apportioned the waters by measure, when he made a decree for the rain and a way for the lightning of the thunder. Then he saw it and established it and searched it out. And he said to man, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. The fear of the Lord. God is the source of this wisdom that we are talking about. God is the source of it. The word fear there doesn't mean how you are afraid of a rattlesnake or an animal. It's talking about a reverential fear of God. You are in awe of God. A fear of the Lord is wisdom. Solomon put it this way. He says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God is our source of wisdom. God is our source of wisdom. Jesus, when he came, was operating in that wisdom. When he began to speak, the people began to ask, what wisdom is this? And Jesus also, in speaking, said, talking about the scriptures, called the scriptures the wisdom of God. And it put him, he operated by that wisdom when he was on the earth. God is the source of our wisdom. Talking about Jesus in Mark chapter 6, verse 2. Let's look at that then we'll go on. And it says, Mark 6, 2. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And on the Sabbath day, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? Notice that. What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joses, and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. Jesus was operating above the wisdom of his day, of his time. And the people were amazed. Where is this one getting all this wisdom from? Where is he getting all this wisdom from? His folks were amazed. He said, we know this person. He's just been walking around with us. Sometimes people might say that, we knew you. We're just around here. And all of a sudden, where did you get this wisdom? They were amazed. But Jesus refers to the scriptures, all he had at the time was the Old Testament. He calls the scriptures the wisdom of God. Luke chapter 11, verse 49. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus calls the word of God the wisdom of God. It says, therefore also the wisdom of God said, I will send them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute. But notice that he says that, therefore also, he's quoting the Old Testament. That's all he had at the time. He says, therefore also said the wisdom of God. So he's calling the scriptures, the word of God, the wisdom of God. The word of God is God's wisdom put together for us in print. And that is what the wisdom that all these people that we are talking about, that is what they were operating by. Jesus said, when he came, he said, I came not to do my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. The words that I speak, these are the words of my Father that he has given me to speak. The word of God is the wisdom of God. And the word of God contains the answers to every question that we may have in life. It's indispensable in our walk. God's word is packaged with his wisdom. So we just have to learn to hear his wisdom, and when we hear, not only hear it, but walk in the wisdom that is there. It is packaged for our redemption. It is packaged for our deliverance. And that wisdom is above any other wisdom that we can come up with, that the earth can come up with. This book, the Bible, the Word of God, always is God speaking to us. Jesus said, the wisdom of God said, the wisdom of God said, the wisdom of God said. When you are confronted in life, when things come up, you need to make decisions. Say, the wisdom of God said, the wisdom of God said. And hearing the word of God and doing the word of God is wisdom. Is wisdom. It places us in a place in life where we can partake of all that God has purchased for us. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24-25 talks about that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew 7, wisdom is the greatest asset in our Christian walk. It says, everyone, that includes me, that includes you, who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man. Notice, a wise person who built his house on the rock. Hearing the word of God, not only hearing it, but doing it, is he's calling that being wise. Wise, hearing and doing the word of God. The word of God concerns every area of our lives, concerning our relationships, concerning our work, our finances. Every area of God, every area of our life, God has revealed his word to us. He says, he that hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. You get to the point where you are walking in that wisdom. Things may come up against you, but your foundation is solid. Your foundation is rooted. Your foundation is in the word of God. Your foundation is strong. You are unmovable, steadfast, unshakable. The wind is not going to move me. I have God's wisdom. Nothing is going to take me off this foundation. What God has said, it shall come to pass. God's word never fails. God's word never changes. I have his word. I am a hearer. Not only am I a hearer of the, am I going to be a hearer of the word of God, I am going to be a doer of the word of God. And as I do the word of God, I know the same wisdom that is above all, the same wisdom that prevail in the life of Joseph, that prevailed in the life of Daniel, that was at work in the life of Jesus. That same wisdom is available to me. I walk in that same wisdom. Today I may be down here, but as I hear the word of God and operate by his wisdom, my Lord, I am coming up. I am coming up. I am coming up on top. That wind will not pull me down. That storm will not take me away. Because I am built firmly on that rock. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Hallelujah. My foundation is on that rock. I have the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. And then Proverbs talks about the fact that all his paths are pleasantness and peace. Pleasantness and peace. The kind of peace that can sleep in a storm. That is the wisdom by which you are now operating. The kind of peace that is not disturbed. There is wind, there is storm, there is hail, like we had a couple of days ago, a while back. All these things are coming, but thanks be to God. The wisdom of God will put me above. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The wisdom of God will put you above. All its parts are pleasantness and peace. Proverbs. So let's look at that. Proverbs 3:17. That pleasantness is a cure for all our pleasures. Proverbs 3:19. We look at the verse 17 earlier on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the whole thing. It's talking about wisdom. All her ways are ways of pleasantness and peace. All her paths are peace. All her paths are peace. Pleasantness and peace. Walking by that wisdom, your peace is not disturbed no longer. Nothing. You let nothing disturb your peace. Pleasantness. All her path. The wisdom of God. The value of God's wisdom cannot, Job was talking about, it cannot even be compared with gold. You are firmly, he that hears my words and walks by them, does them, build. Nothing can take that person off that, of that place. Hallelujah. It's not natural wisdom. No. And this wisdom is for our glory. It's for our glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 to 9. My. Glory to God. This wisdom, God has packaged it. Like we saw in all these examples, Solomon, Daniel, Joseph. Thank you, Lord. Yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. Underline that. Wisdom for our glory. Wisdom for our glory. That is the hidden wisdom of God. That wisdom is for our glory. That wisdom is for us to walk in life and fulfill what God has called us to do in grand style. For us to live a life that is pleasing to Him. Just pleasantness and peace. That is what that wisdom is for. That wisdom is for our glory. That wisdom is for us, for the world to see His light upon us. For the world to see a difference and say, no, we can tell a difference. What has happened to you lately? You tell them, no, I have discovered the wisdom of God. I have discovered the word of God. And they say, well, we'll follow you then. We'll follow your God. We'll follow you to serve your God. We want this glory that is on your face. We want this light that is on your face. We want this transformation that you have in your life. The wisdom of God is for our glory. And that wisdom is above all. And that wisdom is this word. Is this word. It's there. Every question that can come up. No matter what comes up. That's why he's saying the wise man hears the word of God and does it. Today, as you hear the word of God, I pray in any area of your life that you need wisdom. Wisdom and direction. Wisdom is... Applied knowledge. It's like when you are driving on a highway and you see a sign that says 25. There's a curve coming up, 25. What you see is information. What you do about it will either be wisdom or will be folly. So, you can see that 25 and say, this is my opportunity. I'm going to curve around this 120 miles. That would not be good. And so today I pray, any area of your life where you need wisdom, may it open up to you in the name of Jesus. As you hear the word of God, we have heard the word of God this morning. Even as we go into this week, into this month, and the rest of the year, I pray that the wisdom of God will be evident in your life. It will be so evident in your life
In the name of Jesus, the wisdom of God will be evident in every area of your life, in your finances, in your worship to God, in your dedication to God and service to God, and being dedicated and loving Him and serving Him. May it be evident in your life. May you receive, that's what it's saying, we impart. May you receive an impartation of this wisdom that the apostle was talking about in your life, in every area of your life. My Lord, let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My. We speak not the wisdom of this world, but we speak the wisdom of God. Not of the rulers of this age. Talk to God and say, Lord, I have seen the value of wisdom, and I have seen the difference that it made in the lives of all these people. Lord, let your wisdom be made evident in my life. I receive your wisdom. Jesus Christ has been made unto us wisdom. 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 So many times we made decisions that we wish we hadn't done. We can roll it all away and start a new page today. And say, God, I'm going to walk by your wisdom. Whatever you reveal to me in your word, I will do it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Talk to him this morning. Lord, I receive your wisdom. I receive your wisdom. I receive your wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Oh, that wisdom that puts us above, on top of circumstances of life. That makes us walk according to your plans and purposes for our lives. That will let us run the race set before us. In every area of our lives, in our finances, in our relationship, in everything that we do. Even if the wisdom, let it be revealed unto us. In our devotion and service to you, Lord, we are devoted to you, O God, committed to your cause in the earth. Every turn, every step that we take, Lord, let your wisdom be available to us. And we walk in it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The presence of God is here this morning. I know he's ministering to hearts this morning in a unique way. Thank you, Lord. And if you are listening to this as well, and you say, I've heard the word of God, I've committed, I've done a lot of foolish and made bad decisions in life, and I don't know Jesus, this wisdom that you are talking about, I want to know him, I want to have a relationship with him, I want to have his wisdom and his help in life. Just say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe he was raised from the dead. And today, I accept him as my Lord and Savior. And I receive his wisdom. And I walk in the fullness of it. And serve him wholeheartedly all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.